Well, with the national anthem behind us, that usually means it's just about time to play basketball here tonight. So we'll have these two teams facing off here for you this evening, Red Oak and Atlantic. In your starting lineups, it'll be Allie Krogman, Mackenzie Holmes, Alex Hartwig, Liz Gutenfelder, and Paige Kennan for Atlantic. And for Red Oak tonight, Gabby French, Kate Walker, Brittany Carlson, Grace Blomstedt, and Elise Roenhaug, the starting five tonight for these two teams. And of course, Red Oak tonight being coached by Stacy Becker, the daughter of the head coach, Rochelle Becker. She's been ill and been in the hospital, and they are in the process of replacing her for the rest of the season. In her absence tonight, again, it'll be her daughter, Stacy, coaching. So a little change in that lineup tonight as well. Ready to go. The ball's in the air. Tap is up and controlled by Red Oak as they come away with it first. French with the basketball fires it across to the right side. Carlson down low into the corner. Now we got a three-point bucket up on the way and good. Kate Walker, the freshman, bombs one down from the right corner to start. And it's Red Oak on top, 3-0 here early. Atlantic with the basketball in the front court now as they get it across and then lose the ball. Turnover there, and the ball goes back the other direction now. Red Oak with the basketball, front court here, left side, Carlson with it. As she looks off the arc and back out top now comes the Walker. Carlson bounce feeds into the post. Blomstedt turns. The freshman banks one up and off the glass. Grace Blomstedt, a 6-foot freshman. Long arms, banks one home with a baby hook, and it's 5-0 in favor of the Tigers. Atlantic up the floor now as Holmes breaks pressure up this near side, gets the screen here on the right wing, and dumps it back out top for Kennan. Kennan off right side to Holmes. Holmes looking low. They try to post Kennan. Now Holmes will dribble drive and stop down low. Kick it back out, Hartwig. Left side, Kennan. She'll turn and fire one up. And in. Paige Kennan hits the 17-footer. It's the first points of the night for Atlantic. And it's 5-2, Red Oak. Long feed up the floor. Two-on-one break now. Blomstedt wide open underneath off of the piece of Carlson. She gets her second basket. 7-2 now in favor of the Tigers. Cannon with the ball front court now for Atlantic as she works the ball out off the perimeter to the left side. Gutenfelder. Now Krogman with it up top. It's going to be a three ball. That's good from Mackenzie Holmes from the top of the arc as she grabs and guns, and it's 7-5. And for one of those nights here tonight, baseline, Blomstedt turns, throws it up, no good. Missed everything. The rebound down low. Grab put back up by Carlson, no good. And Hartwig now the rebound for Atlantic. Back up the floor, Krogman left side with it. Atlantic breaks pressure. Hartwig at the high post, drives through the lane, and we get a foul call on the floor. Whistle from down low and a foul. And a whistle that against Gabby French. That will be her first, team number one against the Tigers. Atlantic inbounds and loses the basketball now. As it's taken away by the Tigers, they pass away up the floor, long feed ahead now. Baseline it goes. Carlson, left side, short jumper up and good. Brittany Carlson with her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 9-5 Red Oak. On the run, Kennan left side, bounce pass into the corner there for Hartwig, who's flashing out, but it's kicked. It goes out of bounds. Basketball will stay with Atlantic. Liz Gutenfelder will inbound over on the far side. Out top to Kennan. 5.5 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. 9-5, Red Oak on top as Krogman lost the ball on the dribble, picked up though by Holmes. Holmes drives right baseline, and we got a blocking foul called down low as she went hard at Grace Blomstedt, and the freshman picks up the foul, her first. Second team foul whistled against Red Oak. Trojan basketball on the baseline. Krogman here in the right corner with it. Looks low, bounce pass underneath for Hartwig. She leans in, floats one up and in. Duck that shoulder just a little bit, give her a little space on the baseline, and floated one up and in. 9-7. Up the floor quickly now with a basketball, Walker to the baseline it goes. Blomstedt fires one up and in. She hits the 12-footer on the right baseline. Blomstedt now with 6 points, and it's 11-7. Red Oak on top, Holmes in the lane for Atlantic. Bounce pass now to Hartwig. Hartwig off the dribble into the lane, awkwardly up quickly, no good. The rebound kept alive. Atlantic comes away with it. Now Hartwig, left side, leaves it into the corner. Krogman drives the baseline to the rack, shot up, no good. Foul, that's number two on Gabby French. French has yet to score in the ball game, but she's picked up two quick fouls.
That's big for Atlantic. It gives them an opportunity now to maybe head her to the bench, and she was the one that really did the damage point-wise the first time that they matched up.
Krogman to the free throw line, and she knocks the first one in. Off the bench now for Red Oak. Elam Scorpion. Ellen Scorpion, apparently. Second free throw try, good. Krogman knocks them both home, and it is 11-9. Red Oak by two. Tigers facing some pressure now in the backcourt as they try to break it. Roadhog with it out top. She'll leave it outside at a long three try. Good from the top by Kate Walker. Second three of the game, and it's 14-9 Tigers. Atlantic up the floor now. Kennan into the lane. Bounce pass across. Hartwick had trouble with a pass, but got bailed out on the foul. And that's two now on Blomstead. So two of their better players picking up two quick fouls here for Red Oak tonight. French already on the bench with two, and now Blomstead, the freshman, the big six-footer, picks up her second. That'll send Alex Hartwig to the free throw line. Hartwig played very well the other night, Monday night, for Atlantic, and she makes the first free throw. She played real well in that win, especially in the second half against Tri-Center Monday night. Blomstead has checked out of the ball game now as Bailey Hankins has come in. And second free throw also good by Hartwig. Trojans have made all four of their free throw tries here early in 14-11. Casey Felder after the game said he really desperately needed Hartwig to play with that kind of emotion and aggressiveness all the time. She has so far here tonight. Back up the floor, quick three try by Walker from the top, no good. And Gutfelder comes out with a rebound for the Trojans. Up the floor now it's Cannon. The lob inside Hartwig. Hartwig posting, leaning in traffic. Oh, it went in. Count the basket as she turned in traffic and got it to fall. Count the basket and the foul whistled against Kate Walker. And that will be her first. And that will send Hartwig to the line with a chance to make it a three-point play and give Atlantic the first lead of the night. Or to tie the ball game, rather. Free throw try, no good. But 14-13, Red Oak still with the lead. 3:55 left to go here in this first quarter. These two teams have not known these kind of points early in basketball games for the most part this year. The quick turn and the toss up by Scorpion, no good from the perimeter.
Over the top there that time against Red Oak on the least Gronhog as she tried to go over the back to get the back rebound. Okay, so that'll turn the ball back over the other direction. Now Atlantic with a chance to take their first lead. Gutfelder out high, Hartwig. Now they skip it across here. It's Mackenzie Holmes. Grabs guns quickly. Oh, halfway down and came out. Rebound taken out of there by Scorpion. Bossett comes down. Walker, she'll run it up the floor. Walker here to the left side. Gronhog, oh, bounce pass stolen by Hartwig. Hartwig wants to run. Up the floor she comes. She's got some friends. She'll take it herself. Left side and lay it in with a left hand. Hartwig with a running floater off the glass. Atlantic takes their first lead of the night now at 15-14. Up the floor now the Tigers. They work it across on the perimeter, right side. Carlson out here to Gronhog. And they'll leave it in the lane now for Walker. Walker, the freshman, leaves it here for Gronhog. Now they slow it down a little bit. And stepping out and committing the foul is Alex Hartwig. She tried to step into the lane there and cut her off. A little too aggressive that time. The ball will go back the other. It'll be Red Oak basketball. Won't it? Or will it not?
No, they called it on 44, I believe.
They called an offensive foul.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then. So it'll be Atlantic basketball. It'll go the other direction. So up the floor they come. Atlantic, left side, Shelby Worth is in, dumps it low. Hartwig goes to the lane and banks one home on the baseline. Alex Hartwig already in double figures here in the first quarter. It's 17-10. Atlantic now taking the lead, 2:39 to play here in the first quarter. And we got a timeout on the floor. Back in a minute, you're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM, All Sports Boosters Association. ACGS is Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, located at the top of Chestnut Street. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for home and business alike. They are proud to be a sports booster in the Atlantic area and invite you to stop in today. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry, for now and forever. Adair Auto Supply, your local Napa jobber in Adair. See them for all of your automotive parts and service needs, or when you need filters, hydraulic hoses, and tractor filters. Visit Adair Auto Supply today at 303 Audubon in Adair, or give them a call at 641-742-3616.
Good deal. Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak. Back to action. Atlantic leading now 17-14, and a foul whistled against the Trojans. Alex Hartwig trying to intercept the pass over here on the near side. Ran up the back of Elise Gronhaug. That'll be the first on Hartwig, and the first team foul against Atlantic. Red Oak's already picked up seven. That's the first against Atlantic. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Fast-paced first quarter here for the two teams. The Tigers have the ball fired across, and it's stolen. And a double dribble is going to turn it right back over again. McKenzie Holmes stole the ball, but in the meantime, double dribble.
Quick update for you from Atlantic. This has been a little while ago they let us know about this, but it's an 18-2 lead Atlantic after the first quarter over Red Oak in that boys' game tonight.
Red Oak with the basketball here. They dump it out top, cross the way. Now it's Walker for three. That's good. She buries one here from the left side. Well, the best is Kate Walker. Nice look at stroke. And she knocked that one down from the wing. Tied at 17 now. A steal by the Tigers. Well, nearly a steal. The ball out of bounds.
Good hustle. Bailey Hankins came across to slap it away, but then it couldn't be corralled by Scorpion before it went out.
So the basketball belongs to Atlantic down low. The bounce feed inside, and we're going to have a foul whistled inside. And it's going to be against Red Oak because Hartwig had the ball down on the block. They're going to whistle Gronhaug reaching in and picking up the foul. She thought she had it tied up. Foul will be her second. And at the free throw line now is Hartwig, and she makes the free throw. She's 3 out of 4 from the line now. 11 points here in this first quarter. Second try for Hartwig, also good. She buries them both. 19-17 now in favor of Atlantic. Red Oak basketball, minute 45 left to go here in the first quarter. The ball comes here to the near side. Carlson out top off the dribble, working against the 2-3 zone employed here by the Trojans. Gronhaug out top, now it's Walker. Walker off the right side, lobs it out top. Carlson looking for help, left side Gronhaug, bounce feed into the lane, Scorpion back out top, threw the ball past Carlson. And they save it from going to the back court, but nobody there to grab it. It's Paige Cannon up with it, and she runs it up the floor and lost it in traffic, trying to go down the lane. Stolen by the Tigers. Long pass up the floor now. They get it to Hankins, and she'll feed it back outside. Lob across. Scorpion in the lane. Steps across. Pass tip. Knocked away and stolen here by Holm. A minute left in the first quarter. Lob ahead right side. Worth from the three-point line. Had that one tipped. Coming out is Walker to tip that pass. Shot comes up short. The Tigers come away with it. 19-17 Atlantic. Pass here into the front court. Gronhaug, boy, fast-paced game. Both these teams really aggressive defensively, trying to move the ball up and down the floor. Walker right side pulls up and comes up short on the shot, but got fouled. She'll get two free throws. Chance for Red Oak to tie the game now. That foul is going to be whistled against Shelby Worth, and that'll be her first. But Worth picks up her first. The basketball at the free throw line here for Walker. She'll get a chance to shoot a couple. And the first one is good. It rolls through. We have two players in double figures already in just the first quarter. One for each team, and Walker now gets the 10 points of the ballgame. Krogman back in here for Atlantic. And the second free throw is also good here for Walker. So the Tigers tie it up at 19 apiece. Front court now, Atlantic with a basketball. They leave it here right side. Worth. Down low it goes now, and it's stolen away. Knocked free. Up the floor now, the Tigers have the basketball here in the front court. 15 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Left side from the wing. The three ball, oh, halfway down and out for Walker. She misses on that one. 8 seconds left. Worth the rebound. Up the floor, Krogman with it now for Atlantic. 3 seconds, two. Worth a long three from out top, and she banks it home at the buzzer. Shelby Worth loads up and lets rip from a mile. Bangs it in. 22-19, Atlantic leads after one quarter here tonight. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggison Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and the style you're sure to like.
Your entire family leads an active lifestyle. The Family Vision Center has eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle. Safety, fashion designer, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff at the Family Vision Center, 4 West 5th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-1965 for an appointment.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School. Ahead of the second quarter of play, a three-pointer quickly taken out, stopped by Mackenzie Holmes. Missed it. Gutenfelder with the rebound. She'll drive and shoot. No. And the rebound put back by McConnell and missed. She gets it back again, and that putback is good. Round and about it goes, and finally McConnell gets it into the bucket for the Trojans. And now they have a 24-19 lead. Passing around the perimeter now here for Red Oak. They'll send it over in the corner. Off to Kate Walker now in the lane. It's Hankins on the run. A slip was up and good. Danced off the rim and fell through. Her first bucket of the game. 24-21, Trojans lead it. Atlantic with the basketball here. Just underway in the second quarter of play. Drive along the baseline. Shot rims off the front by Gutenfelder. Rebound underneath, and the putback is good by Hinsman. Hinsman gets the bucket, and it's 26-21. Trojans with the lead here. Out top. It's stolen. A pass along the far side. Well, almost stolen. Holmes had it. She fell to the floor, had to throw it away, and it was saved on the floor by the Trojans. Now Holmes has it. Trouble handling it up the left side, but she's able to kick it back out, and the Trojans will try to set off offense and settle down a little bit. Pass to the elbow to McConnell, turnaround shot no good, rebound put back missed by Hinsman, and the rebound comes down to Redo. Tigers have it, no run. Here's Walker. Stops, thought about the shot, but now passes it off. They work it into the corner. Hankins, the baseline shot no good, rebound by McConnell underneath. Brogman now will bring it up to the floor and send it over to Mackenzie Holmes. She'll travel with the ball. Moves her feet before she took the dribble. Turns it over here to the Tigers. Paige Kinnon back up off the bench. She'll replace Allie Krogman in the lineup here for Atlantic. And coming in now here is Jesse Hempel here for the Red Oak Tigers. Inbound pass, and Walker will have it in the backcourt. Needs to fire it up the floor. Gets some help out there and passes it off to Carlson. Now they go left side over to Hankins. Back to Carlson, back to Hankins. Now she'll fire it back up top. It's Walker, a dribble and a throw over. Hempel, back up top it goes. Now work it left side. Carlson has it. Home fake, working against the zone. Now she'll throw it. It was tapped away and stolen. Kinnon taps it. Holmes comes up with it. Up the floor, Gutenfelder. She'll go baseline all the way to the rack. Layup good. Liz Gutenfelder's first bucket. It's 26-21. Trojans with the lead here, 28-21, with 5:30 left to go here in the second quarter, and now a pass up the floor, knocked out of bounds by Paige Kinnon. It'll stay with the Tigers. Alex Hartwig back up off the bench, along with Shelby Wirth.
Atlantic playing with a sense of aggressiveness, a sense of urgency that I think Coach Felder has been looking for most of the year.
And the Tigers now inbound here after the sideline inbounds, after the ball was knocked out. And Tigers trying to work against the 2-3 zone. Atlantic playing a tight 2-3 zone. A lot of movement right now from the Trojans. And trouble out front again as Carlson gets tied up with herself trying to find some room, and she turns the ball over on travel. And up off the bench is going to be Gabby French checking back into the game to replace Mickey Graber in the lineup, and it'll be French in there with those two fouls. 5:07 left to go here in the second quarter. 28-21, Trojans out front. It's Kinnon. Hangs on to it. In the middle it goes to Hartwig. Kick out to Holmes. She'll drive baseline. Go all the way to the rack. Right around French and gets the easy shot underneath. And now a timeout here taken. The 30-second timeout coming from the Red Oak bench. They want to talk things over here. The
once again, as a nice play there that time, once again by the Trojans to get down low and get another bucket.
Well, and you know, you get to a point, too, where the fouls added up so quickly against a few of those Tigers. Gabby French just up off the bench. There's really not a whole lot she can do down on the baseline. The last thing she wants to do is get up off the bench and immediately pick up her third foul. And Mackenzie Holmes, smart player, she understands that. Take it right to her, get right by her for an easy layup.
So Holmes took advantage that time, and the Trojans, we'll see if they emphasize that a little bit as well with those players out there with those foul situations.
Sometimes you win because you're more skilled. Sometimes you win just because you're smarter.
Yeah. 30-21 right now is the lead here for the Trojans. They'll put on a little full-court pressure here. As Walker gets stopped, throws it over to French, high up off her hand. She's able to grab it again. Sends it over to Hempel. Hempel stops with it. Now fires it across. Pass to Hankins on the block over the top of Holmes. Up with a shot, missed it, but she got fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. A tough spot for Mackenzie Holmes to be guarding there on that block. She picks up her first foul, and that's just the third team foul against the Trojans.
At 5'5", usually not what you see down low on the block, trying to work on defense.
The first free throw is up and good there that time by Bailey Hankins. And she'll have one more coming. Second free throw off the back of the iron, no good. Shelby Worth comes in for the rebound. Here's Kinnon firing it up right side to Holmes. Holmes will dribble and pick it up. Now dump it off here to Hartwig in the corner to Guttenfelder, slides baseline, up with a jumper, knocks it down. Quick step and a shot by Liz Guttenfelder, and it's 32-22. Trojans extend the lead now to 10. Hempel has it as they break pressure. In the middle, they go to Carlson. Carlson will fire it back over to Hempel. Skip pass comes across, back up top to Walker. Walker will set it up at the center circle again. Throw it right side. Now they get it in the middle. It's Hankins on a step in the free throw line, just inside of it, missed it. Rebound comes down to Guttenfelder. Here comes Kinnon on the run. A cross-court pass over to Holmes. Holmes will go baseline after a pump fake. Shot up, no good, and will go to the line to shoot two as she was fouled. Along the baseline, and the foul's going to be whistled against Bailey Hankins. That's her second. And now two shots coming here for Mackenzie Holmes.
A baseline attacks here for Atlantic in this first half.
That's also the 19th foul against the Tigers, so the next one will put Atlantic in that double bonus. Holmes missed the first free throw. Grace Blomstead checks back in now here for Red Oak, and the second free throw is made by Mackenzie Holmes. It's one out of two, and it's 33-22 now. Here's Gabby French. Kicks it over now to Walker, and she'll set up the offense here again. In the middle to French. Kicks it back outside. Hempel. She'll drive right side. Now dump it back to French, and a tap over the top, a whistle and a foul. Called on Alex Hartwig, her second. 14th foul against the Trojans. Sam McConnell's going to check in quickly and replace Hartwig with those two fouls. Inbound pass. They slap it up, and nobody getting open. Now they get it from the block. French got open there, and she turns towards the basket and knocks one off the glass.
Her first points of the night.
She gets the bucket at 33-24. Now a quick shot as adjustment made there by Holmes, and she sent it up way too high, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Walker fires it up the floor to Carlson. A pump fake, a step across. The shot from 8 feet, no good. Rebound pulled down here by the Trojans. Kinnon up to the floor. Holmes will go baseline quickly. Shot blocked, and the Trojans will have it underneath.
Grace Blomstead looks like she's 8 feet out there when those arms get stretched out like that. She just reached over and swatted that one out of the air.
She does have a good reach, and she's a good head taller than just about everybody out on the floor. Here's the shot up on the way, and that one's missed by Mahomes. She tried another three. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. French tries to dribble out of pressure, now passes it off over to Walker. Walker right side with the basketball. And now we'll send it across. Hempel. One dribble and a pass back to Walker. Walker in the corner goes to Carlson. Carlson had it tapped away by Kinnon, and it goes out of bounds to a Red Oak underneath. Underneath the basket on the far side. Carlson will inbound. Get it into French. She'll take a dribble and now pick it up, kick it across. Blomstead, the pass now on the baseline to Carlson. Back up top it goes to Hempel. And Phil stops, has a tap, now gets it over to Carlson. Carlson hanging on to it.
and now throws it away. Stolen by McKenzie Holmes, came right into her hand. She tries to work hard, going the other way, and they get a blocking foul. She'll go to line to shoot two as Walker picks up the foul, her second.
Really a physical ball game out there tonight. Both these teams really pushing the envelope and not afraid of picking up charges. And so far, they're really not calling many of those. They're catching them for standing in front and a lot of good collisions.
And they do get that one in the act of shooting as well. So it was going to be two shots either way because that's down to 10th team foul here against the Tigers. Holmes makes the first free throw. Hinsman and Krogman back in now here for the Trojans. Second free throw up and good by McKenzie Holmes. And back into the ball game now is Elise Gronhaug as she comes back in. Inbound pass stolen. They throw it away. Allie Krogman got in the passing lane and stole it. Gets it to Kennan. Right back to Krogman. Baseline shot. Rims off no good. Rebound pulled down by French. French to pass to Walker. She'll bring it across with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Up top it goes to Carlson. Carlson a dribble and a kick back over to Walker. Walker, skip pass. Blomstead, a dribble to the middle and a kick out top. Carlson a dribble and now she'll stop at the free throw line. She'll pass it back to Walker and they'll reset. Pass over here left side. In the middle they go to Blomstead. Quick shot and it's good. Just inside the elbow that time. Blomstead continues to shoot well here in the ball game. Pass up the floor, stolen away here by Red Oak as Gronhall got in the way and stole that one. Left side pass now here for Walker. And now we're going to have the ball knocked out of bounds here. Can't get a hand on it. The Red Oak basketball. 35-26 Atlantic leads it. Red Oak has the ball with 1:22 left to go here first half. Out top. Now they'll tip and throw it away. Gronhaug threw it away. Looking that time for Walker. Stolen into the air by Atlantic. Kennan will dribble it up. Pick up her dribble now. Needs help. Off to Krogman over left side. Up top to Holmes. She'll fire the quick three. Shot was tipped. And it's trying to be saved there by Atlantic. And should have not attempted to save that one. It was hit last by the Tigers, but they say Hinsman was on the baseline. She tried to go up to save that. Up the floor quickly. They throw it over here left side. Carlson inside to French. She tries to work hard to get to the basket. And McConnell's going to get called for the foul. And French will go to the line here to shoot two. McConnell picks up her first. It's 15th foul now here against the Trojans. Free throw up on the way. And that one's good there by Gabby French. Got 3 points now. 49 seconds left to go here in this second quarter. Second free throw rims out, no good. Rebound by the Trojans. Up the floor they'll run. 43 seconds to go in the half. Up top, Hinsman. Pass over to Holmes. Quick pass movement right now here by the Trojans. Now Holmes gets in trouble. Dumps it off to Kennan. Kennan back up top to Holmes. He's skipping around the horn. Hinsman on the baseline. Up top now. Holmes to Kennan in the middle. McConnell, the quick turn and the shoot. No good. Off the back of the iron, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Red Oak. 20 seconds to go in the half. They'll get it left side over to Carlson. Carlson in the middle there to Blomstead. A quick shot. It was tipped out of the air, and that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. There's a collision underneath as well as French went to the tumbling to the floor. 11 seconds to go in the half, and Red Oak will inbound down to Atlantic. Leads at 35-27. Inbound pass to Blomstead up high at the elbow. Now kicks it across. Quick shot by Gronhaug off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound inside is pulled down by McConnell. It was tapped around. 2 seconds to go. Kennan will launch a half quarter off the back of the backboard too strong. And that's going to do it here in the first half of play as Atlantic leads this one by a score of 35-27 here at the halftime break. We'll come back and tell you all about it. Give you the numbers. Here in just a moment, you're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steve Sisler with Proctor Carnes and Carnes. For all your life, health, group disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Proctor Carnes and Carnes Insurance in Oneida at 712-762-4191.
Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. And the staff of the Atlantic Medical Center, where they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities with offices in Anita, Griswold, and Messina. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors here in Southwest Iowa.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School. We are at the halftime intermission here in this girls' varsity contest, and it's Atlantic on top of Red Oak by a score of 35-27 here after the first half of play. And also a quick update for you as well. The boys' game are updated at halftime with Atlantic leading in that one 36-8 over the Red Oak Tigers up in Atlantic here this evening. But first half of play here, the Trojans are down early, but were able to rally back, and Alex Hartwig had a nice first quarter to keep them going, and then kind of a balance attack there in that second quarter for the Trojans to keep things going. It's been a pretty fast-paced up-and-down game, and both teams really either trying to push it up the floor and then also trying to play tight, good active defense.
Yeah, it's been a pretty decent first half of play. It's not been a masterpiece by any imagination, but it's been a fast-paced game, an entertaining game to watch, but a lot of miscues between these two teams, too, partly because the two teams are playing very aggressive defensively, but also partly because everybody's trying to run a little faster than they're really capable of doing. But Atlantic, a good rally. They found themselves down 5-0 early in the basketball game, only to rally back here in this first quarter and eventually take the lead at 15-14. And it looked like things could have happened very quickly for Red Oak early on to put that game in a good position for them. But then the fouls started to hit, and some of it was because of the reaches and people out of position. But part of those fouls, reason for the fouls, because Atlantic was playing so aggressively on offense and creating tough situations for Red Oak to deal with.
Yeah, they were having a little bit of trouble trying to get themselves in the right spots, and especially defensively, trying to slide in late on some plays and either take a charge or get in there and try to contest the shot and end up getting some with the body or a slap on the wrist, and just kind of a rough go there to begin the game, and you have to put good players on the bench early, and that's always going to hurt your team, and it sure did for Red Oak there, especially early in the game.
Yeah, it really did. You know, those foul situations, like say Gabby French averaging about 13 points a game on the season with 3 at halftime, and that's largely because she grabbed 2 quick fouls in the game. Spent a lot of the first half on the bench, but French, Walker, Blomstead, Hankins, Groenhog all have 2 fouls in the first half for Red Oak. On contrast, Matt Hartwig did pick up 2 in the first half for Atlantic and spent much of the second quarter on the bench. That's a downside for her. The upside is she was a house on fire in the first quarter. She had, 12 points in the first quarter of the basketball game, helping Atlantic rally and jump ahead of the contest. So, nice effort there by Hartwig to make the most of her time on the floor.
Yeah, she definitely did. She was kind of the spark of that game against Tri-Center, and they really needed her to keep it going there in the first quarter, and she did her job there for the Trojans. So fast-paced up-and-down ball game here so far in this one, and we'll go ahead and take a break, come back, take a look at the numbers for you. Listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Weirich Welding Plus has a convenient store where you can get a variety of snacks and beverages, as well as groceries and supplies. They also carry a large assortment of fishing accessories, bait, and firewood for the local campers and fishermen. The C Store in Lewis opens 7 days a week for your convenience. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling, they'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small for them. Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today, 243-5788. That's 243-5788. The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call, 243-3032. That's the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School here this evening as we have halftime here for our girls varsity contest. It's the Trojans over the Red Oak Tigers 35-27 here after our first half of play. And mentioned, kind of a fast-paced ball game here so far for these two teams. One thing we were really surprised by, we didn't, I guess, note on here before, but you know, you mentioned Hartwig had the big first quarter, but you know, a player for each team was in double figures at the end of their first quarter, and that's not something either team is really used to. It's kind of a big scoring outburst there to start the game.
Yeah, Kate Walker, the freshman, she doesn't look like a freshman. She certainly doesn't play like one. She got a nice stroke, hit the three threes early in the basketball game that first quarter for Red Oak, along with a couple of free throws. So she's off to a quick start, too. But she, like Hartwig for Atlantic, shut out in the second quarter. Both teams, though, feel pretty well from the free throw line here tonight. Red Oak just hasn't been there as much. They're 4 out of 6 from the line. Atlantic, 9 of 11 in the first half from the free throw line. So both these teams doing a lot of things right. For Red Oak, though, I think one of the keys to the second half is most certainly going to be is how quickly do some of those players who have, they certainly have 5 players with 2 fouls in the first half, which one of those girls are going to be the ones to pick up their third early in the second half and suddenly maybe have to spend a little bit more fine time.
Yeah, that could definitely become a big factor here in this ballgame between these two teams, especially with some key players in that foul trouble. And who knows, if something happens early on here to start the second half, that could really change the complexion of how this rest of this ball game goes. We were also just talking about here a little bit ago as well, a couple of these players for Red Oak got quite a bit of time during the JV game. I don't know if they just needed some more time to knock the rust off or what, but it might be getting a little bit tiresome by the end of this one. So you never know how that can affect a player. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe they do it all the time. But we'll see down the stretch if that kind of plays a factor for dragging towards the end of the game. Take a look here quickly at the numbers here for you for these two teams. The Trojans, we mentioned the big first quarter by Alex Hartwig. She had 12 points all in that first quarter, and that was what she finished with for the half. 8 points there for Mackenzie Holmes. Also, 3 points chipped in by Shelby Worth. 2 points apiece for Allie Krogman, Alicia Hensman, and also Paige Kinnon there in the first half of basketball. For the Red Oak Tigers, they were led by 8 points from 11 points from Kate Walker, as we mentioned. Those were all in the first quarter as well. 8 points for Grace Blomstead there in the first half. 3 points chipped in by Bailey Hankins, and also 3 points for Gabby French. 2 points chipped in by Brittany Carlson. I mentioned Atlantic 9 of 11 from the free throw line, and Red Oak 4 of 6 from the free throw line there in the first half. So that's a look at the official numbers there for you from the first half of basketball. Atlantic's back out on the floor. Red Oak just getting back out of the locker room. They'll get warmed up here for the second half. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back with more, and get you set for second half basketball. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, wants to remind you about hunting safety. If you are using a tree stand, please always use your safety harness. This little reminder comes from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Give them a call at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic has top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Jim Veal, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. Stacy Becker filling in for her mom, coaching for the Red Oak Tigers. Of course, Stacy, a former Atlantic player back in the days when she was in high school. Ready to go to the second half. Red Oak will have the ball first. They're down 35-27 to the Trojans. It's Gabby French, Cade Walker, Brittany Carlson. Also on the floor, Grace Blomstead and Elise Groenhog for Red Oak starts the second half. Allie Croakson, Mackenzie Holmes, along with Paige Kinnon, Alex Hartwig, and Liz Gutenfelder. Each team with their starting five on the floor to start this second half. They work the ball on the perimeter now as the Tigers off the inbound, working across against the zone by Atlantic. Walker has to go up high to get the pass, flips it across here near side Carlson. Carlson baseline, the bounce pass underneath, turning and banking one up and in off the glass is Groenhog as she gets her first points for the night. And a 35-29, a 6-point lead here for Atlantic.
Trojans basketball front court. Now Holmes into the left corner. Down low, Gutfeller gets it inside for Hartwig. She can't hit the shot. Rebound off the floor, taken there by Gabby French. She wants to run and throws it up the head quickly, and it's thrown away. She got it to Gronhaug, but she was heading out of bounds. She flipped it back over her head, stolen by Atlantic. Now Cannon to the front court, leaves it off for Krogman. Your left side it comes, baseline. Gutfeller trying to be aggressive, go to the rack, not there, cut off. Now to the high post, it comes here to Hartwig. Bounce speed, low right side. That's Krogman back out on the wing. Long pass across is knocked down, and we got a player knocked down as well, as Gronhaug went out and knocked that ball away, and she was going to try to chase it up the floor, and Mackenzie Holmes body blocked her coming across. A foul on Holmes is her second. Ball goes back now to the Tigers. Red Oak ball front court. French out top with it. French left side, now to Walker. 6:45 left in the third quarter. 35-29, Atlantic leading. A 3-point time coming, no good. From Walker from the left side. The rebound hits the floor and is picked up there as Holmes grabs it and gets fouled. A push from behind. It'll be Brittany Carlson picking up her first. Team foul number one here against the Tigers in the second half. So back the other way we come. Atlantic with the basketball now. They work the ball ahead. Right side Holmes. Down low it goes. Gutenfelder. Bounce pass in through traffic. Hartwig came up with it somehow underneath and was able to wrestle it away from the Tigers and dump it in off the glass. So 37-29 now in favor of Atlantic. Ball knocked away as the Tigers bring it up the floor. Ball out of bounds here on the near side. French out top with it now for the Tigers. Against that 2-3 Trojan zone. They dump it down low. They go right to the block of Blomqvist. Can't hit the shot in traffic. And it's Paige Kennan away with it here for Atlantic. Long pass ahead. Holmes lobs it down low. Hartwig in traffic. Shot blocked. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. And the basketball will go right back again to the Trojans on the baseline. Up in Atlantic, it's the Atlantic boys leading 54-18 over Red Oak. That's after three quarters tonight. As a quick three try on the way. No good by Holmes. Right there, Johnny, on the spot. Actually, Allie on the spot is Krogman as she grabs the rebound out of the air and banks one in down low. Her first field goal of the game. She's got 4 points. A 10-point lead now for Atlantic at 39-29. 5.5 left to go in this third quarter. Left side it goes now to Carlson for the Tigers. Into the corner. Bounce feed into the post. Down low, left side, turn, hard bank shot. No good, but a rebound put back up and missed again by the Tigers as Blomqvist missed. Blomstedt missed, rather, and then it was Gronhaug trying to follow. Atlantic comes away with it. Now to the baseline, it's Holmes and an offensive foul. Mackenzie Holmes trying to put that head down and run the baseline. Gets hit with a foul. That'll be her third, and she'll check out of the ballgame now as Shelby Worth is back up off the bench to check in for Atlantic. So the Trojans will make substitution. 5:13 left here in the third. 39-29, Atlantic on top. Pressure backcourt now by the Trojans as they break the pressure now. The Tigers get it to the front court. Carlson here right side, out top to French. French will try to run the offense and dump it back out top for Carlson. Carlson lobs down low to the post on the downside right block. A quick shot, no good, but blocked. And but a foul call down low. As they're going to hit Alex Hartwig now with her third foul as she got a hand on Elise Gronhaug on the shot attempt. So Gronhaug goes to the free throw line. Hartwig picks up her third. And the first free throw is rattled home. That's the first free throw attempt here by Gronhaug. Hartwig will check out. McConnell back in now for Atlantic. One more free throw here for Gronhaug. And the second one is good. Makes them both. 4 points for her all here in the quarter. 39-31, Atlantic by eight. Trojans ball front court now. Krogman out top here left side. They try to double team her out high. Now the ball knocked away and stolen. Picked up by Walker. Quickly head to French. Left side layup. Good on the run. Steal. Finish on the break. And 39-33 now. Trojans by six. Kennan front court. Worth here near side. It's down low. Oh, nice pass on the bounce by Krogman as she got it inside to McConnell and she was open for the short jumper in the lane. 41-33, Atlantic leading. Down low, quickly, the Red Oak Tigers go to the post. A short shot up and good as Blomstedt goes up over the top of McConnell for the short basket. And it's 41-35, 6-point game, Atlantic leading. Krogman here, left corner. Lobs it down to the block. It's McConnell. He's blocked inside by Blomstead, and the ball taken away by French. Lob up the floor to Walker on the run. Tries to stop and gather himself, and then banks one up and in underneath. 41-37, Atlantic now by four. 3:50 left here in the third quarter. And Kenneth is, before she can do anything with it, we got a timeout. Half four by the Trojan. 3:47 left in the third quarter. 41-37, Atlantic leading. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. For great eats and specialty drinks, go to the Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar on Main Street in downtown Cumberland. Stop in for lunch or supper, and for their Tuesday and Friday night specials. The Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar, located at 112 Main Street in Cumberland. Call 712-774-5425. Down to Earth Lawn and Landscapes in Atlantic for complete lawn care and landscaping. They offer lawn mowing and application, tree and shrub pruning, disease and pesticide control, retaining walls, brick patios, and more. Call them at 712-249-3977.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight. 41-37. Atlantic leading as they come back out of the timeout with the basketball. Dumped it low on the block. It's McConnell out, topped out a hole to Kenneth. Right side, Worth. Worth lobs to the high post. The bounce speed right side. McConnell, short jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. 3.5 left in the third quarter. Lob up the floor quickly now. Blomstead pass tip. The grown hog out to chase it down. Walker now down again on the post. Blomstead across to French, left side. French fires it across out top, not a Walker. Down low, they worked off. Nice feed into the low post. Grunhaus finds Blomstead, and she banks one in down the right side, and it's a two-point game. Now it's 8 straight here for the Tigers. 41-39. Ball knocked away out of bounds, and it's last touch by Atlantic. McConnell last to touch it. Got a final up in Atlantic tonight. It's 68-24. The Atlantic boys a winner over Red Oak this evening, and that game over very quickly here this evening. We're just in the third quarter with 3 minutes left here, 41-39. Tigers trailing with the basketball. Out top now with his Walker for Red Oak as they have it in the front court. Lob to the right side. Grown hog here in the corner. Back out top it comes. They work the ball across the perimeter. Left side to the corner now, French. 2-3 zone by Atlantic. French back outside. Carlson to French on the left wing. Back outside Carlson. She'll drive and feed it back to French in the corner. Now out top, Walker overplayed, stops, turn, fires up the three, it's off the mark. Rebounded though by Blomstead, and she fouls, took it free throw. Foul inside against Atlantic, going to be whistled against McConnell, and that will be her second. Well, the Tigers were down 10, 41-31 just a little bit ago, and they have a chance for the free throw line now to finish off a 10-0 run to tie the ball game. As I said, they had a chance. Blomstead misses the first. 2:27 left here in the third. Second free throw, no good. Missed them both. Rebound hits the floor, and it's going to be Kennan coming away with it. The Blomstead misses both ends, and it's still 41-39 Atlantic. Krogman now with the front court for the Trojans as she works out top against Walker. Left side now, Alicia Hinsman back in, has the basketball. Nice bounce feed into the post, and we got a foul on the floor. Tried to find McConnell there on the left block. And a foul against the Tigers is going to go against Blomstead. That'll be her third. McConnell will check out of the basketball game now for Atlantic. As Gutenfelder's checked back in. Trojan basketball. Gutenfelder baseline. The head fake. The quick move into the baseline. Throws one up no good in the lane. The rebound to French. Red Oak again with a chance to tie. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. They're down by two. Walker front court, the lob down low. It's Blomstead posting, shot up. Oh, off the rim, no good. Got her on a rebound. We got a foul call. Going to be a push and a foul whistled against Atlantic underneath on the rebound attempt. And that's going to go on Alicia Hinsman, her first. Bailey Hankins back in now for Red Oak. Blomstead will check out. Ball out of bounds of the Tigers. Minute 52 left in the third. They look to lob it in out top. Hankins has to go chase it down. She stumbled to get rid of it. And now it's Walker in the center circle. She'll run it up here for the Tigers. Walker out top. Leaves it here for Carlson. Carlson stops. Now the ball side. Oh, got a foul call. That'll be Paige Kennan reaching in, picking up the foul, and that will be number one on Kennan. That's team foul number six on Atlantic here in the second half. Ball out of bounds of the Tigers with a minute 40 left to go here in the third quarter. 41-39, Atlantic still by two. French on the inbound, out top to Walker. Walker will run the offense from the point. Lob left side, French on the arc. Back out top, it comes again to Walker. Walker the lob down on the block here near side. It's too tall, out of bounds. It was over the head of Carlson. And the ball will go back to Atlanta. They're used to Groenhog being down in that corner. She's a little taller. Get into the front court here for the Trojans. Off now to Shelby Worth. They work the ball right side. Krogman now back over here to Kennan. She'll fire up a three try. No good. And the rebound taken by Gabby French. To minute five left here in the third. Up the floor, Groenhog down low, trying to post inside. Boy, the ball knocked away loose, and it's going to be a jump ball call. And it'll be Atlantic basketball. The arrow points in their direction. For Red Oak now off the bench, Nikki Graber will check back in. A lot of young players for the Tigers. Walker and Blomstead, both freshmen in the starting lineup. You got Graber coming off the bench as a freshman. Hankins as a sophomore. A lot of youth. Ball out top, tipped and stolen away. As Atlantic had the ball, they threw it away. Up the floor on the run, Walker, she just forces the issue and makes the officials whistle the foul. She'll get two free throws as she tried to drive it straight to the basket. Foul going to be whistled against Gutenfelder. That'll be her first 17th foul now in Atlantic, so the Tigers are where Atlantic was in the first half with a chance to jump into the bonus here early. This was a shooting foul, though, and she'll get two, and the first one is good by Walker. 41-40 now.
When you said it earlier, Walker really doesn't play like a freshman at all. That was a great job getting in the lane and then going straight to the basket, just like they tell you. Go hard to the basket when you got an open lane.
And we are tied now at 41 apiece as she makes them both. So Atlantic with the ball, 40 seconds left here in this third quarter. Kennan right side, out top Worth. She's left wide open. Here comes the three ball. It's good off the glass. Shelby Worth, second time tonight, she's banked in a three. The first one was a desperation bomb at the first quarter buzzer. Makes that one, and it's 44-41. Trojans back on top. Front court now with it for the Tigers. Just Walker out top. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Worth picking her up man on man. Now the pass tip knocked away loose, and it's on the floor. Worth trying to keep control. Now still on the floor. Now Krogman up with it. Kennan, 8 seconds left here in the quarter. Kennan up the floor. Down low, all alone. Worth, the banker is up and good as it goes home. And that'll do it here as the time runs out in this third quarter. 46-41 the score. Atlantic with the lead over Red Oak after three. First we'll have the fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all of your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner and operator of Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m., Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. The Cass County Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to join their committee to help in the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements, public awareness, education, and land management. Call Matt Donaldson at 712-249-4795 for more information.
Back here as we begin the final quarter of play tonight here in Red Oak, as it's Atlantic on top, 46-41, but not for long, as a nice turnaround shot in the lane there that time by Blomstead. And it's now 46-43. The Tigers have rallied back there in the third quarter, but Atlantic went on a nice little run there to the end of the third quarter to take the lead back. But now Red Oak looking to threaten again as a long three-point attempt was missed over the top by Worth. The rebound came right to the Tigers, and they'll come back with it now, just trailing by three. Pass from Walker over left side. Get it over there left side to Carlson. Now bounce pass to Blomstead. Turns.
shoot. Gets fouled. She'll go to line to shoot too. Foul is going to be whistled against Alice Hartwig. That'll be number four on Alex. And we'll head to the free throw line here with Grace Blomstedt trying to cut this possibly to a one-point game. She can make both, and the first one is good. One more free throw coming now here for Blomstedt. And now up off the bench here is Sam McConnell to check in for Hartwig, who's going to head to the bench for those four fouls. Ron Hall also checked out here for Red Oak. Second free throw is off the back of the iron, missed, and a fight for the board. It's going to be a jump ball. Gutenfelder got tied up there, and it's going to be Atlantic ball on the arrow. Inbound pass now here for Atlantic. Paige Kinnon will bring it up here left side. Kick it over to Kenzie Holmes. Holmes up top to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder back over to Holmes. She drives towards the block, went with a tough shot, partially tapped there by Blomstedt, thrown away now here by the Tigers. French up the floor, will kick it across now, gets it over to Carlson. Carlson on the dribble, will stop, fired across. Hemphill, now they get it up to the top. They dump it down on the block to French. A pass for Blomstedt, missed the shot, rebound tapped around. McConnell comes out of the pile with it. Up the floor quickly, Kinnon on the run. She'll stop, kick it in the corner to Holmes. Holmes had to go track it down, now we'll kick it back out. They had the advantage coming up the floor, but now they'll reset. Up top it's Shelby Worth, back over to Kinnon, right side. Kinnon into the corner to McConnell. Back to Kinnon. Skip pass over to Worth. Worth down on the block. Holmes went around the Kinnon out of her hand and out of bounds to the Tigers. Lost possession for the Trojans, and here comes Red Oak back the other way, trailing by two. 6:11 left to go here in the contest. It's 46-44 Trojans. Up top now, and we're going to have a traveling violation, and Shelby Worth bumped into Carlson as she got the pass at the top of the key. And they're going to call Carlson for the walk after she shuffled her feet. Up top now, it's Paige Kinnon. She'll have the basketball and get double-teamed. Now dump it off to Worth. Worth decides to fire the three. That's long. Rebound, tapped out of bounds, last touch by Kinnon, who came flying in to try to save it. And it'll be Tiger basketball. A little pressure put on now here by the Trojans, and French will inbound it here to Walker. Walker will dribble against the pressure of Holmes. Walker now fires it up ahead. Hemphill, right side, tried to bounce pass it a little bit too lazy, and Kinnon saw it coming. She tipped and stole it away. Gutenfelder had it momentarily, got it back to Kinnon. Here's left side to Holmes. Back up top, now around the horn. It goes to Gutenfelder. Get pass back across, and now we'll get it to Holmes. She'll go baseline, up with a quick shot, no doubt. Board pulled down by French. French on the run for the Tigers. In the middle of the lane, stops, kicks it over. And a catch and a shoot by Blomstedt, no good. Rebound high, and McConnell got it. McConnell in the right spot to grab that one. Here's Kinnon up the floor. Throws it over to Worth, right side. She's open for the three, missed it front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Hempton. Now she tipped, stole it away as Worth got in the passing lane. So a throwaway, and now Kinnon has it up top. She loses the handle on it. Now reaching foul is going to be whistled against Kate Walker. Kinnon had a trouble hanging on to the ball and went to the floor to try to save it, and Walker reached in there and got her on the arm. McConnell's going to check out. Worth comes out as well as we see Kinnon, or excuse me, Krogman, and Hartwig come back in. Also, Gronhawk came back in for Red Oak. Inbound pass, they work it around. Now it's over to Hartwig. Free throw line, she'll turn. Split the defenders, had it blocked, got it right back, though, and went up and put it in.
Good effort to stay with it.
Hartwig with the bucket. And now Red Oak will inbound here, try to push it up the floor. Carlson almost had it stolen by Hartwig, but then she stopped. Probably got away with the travel after that. And back up top to French now. Over across to Walker. 48-44, Atlantic with the lead, 4:30 left to go in the ballgame. Carlson left side with the pass. She'll bounce pass it down on the block now to French in traffic, and she really was swinging her elbows to try to get open, and they're going to call her for the offensive foul. They're really trying to emphasize that this year. You really can't use those elbows to swing and gain yourself some space.
Well, she emphasized that to Paige Kinnon.
Yeah. Third foul against French, and now here come the Trojans.
McKinnon will bounce pass it over to Krogman, right side. Bounce pass to Hartwig, right to the rack. Shot no good, but she gets fouled.
Oh, they're going to call for a walk.
That's not good.
No. It's been some tough calls in this one tonight, that's for sure.
Inbound pass here, and the Tigers had a trouble with them for a moment. They're able to save it. Walker up left side. She'll stop. Kick it over now to Blomstedt. Back up top it goes to Cronhog. Now back to Walker. A lot of bodies bumping now here as things pick up in intensity here down the stretch. Here's French at the elbow. We'll force her way into the lane. Shot up high off the glass and got it to go. Wow. She really just put that one up there, and it went in. Up the floor, Holmes will try the three quickly left side. Missed it off the back of the iron. Rebound by Gronholm. Up the floor, quickly right side. Walker down on the block, down to Blomstedt. Double team. Has to kick it off to French. She'll try to force up a shot, and they'll call a foul. That's a tough one for Gutenfelder as well, because she was just standing there with her arms up. And French leaned into her, but Gutenfelder gets hit with the foul. It'll be her second. French will go to the line now here to shoot two. Free throw off the rim, no good. That's 19 fouls now here against the Trojans. So that's also a big momentum shift here down the stretch. French hits the second free throw, and it's now a one-point game. 48-47. Atlantic with the lead and the basketball. In the corner to Holmes here, left side. Guarded closely. She'll come out of there now. Kick it across. It goes over to Krogman. Back in the other far corner to Gutenfelder. And she is pushed. They're going to call a foul on Brittany Carlson. That'll be her first. That's the 15 foul now here against the Tigers here in this half. That's actually the second there on Carlson. Inbound, and they'll get it along the baseline here, and the shot is up off the front of the rim, no good by Kennett. Rebound by Walker, up the floor. Tried to pass it in the lane, knocked away, came right back to her, though. Missed the shot, and the rebound to Hartwig. Hartwig was the one that got the hand on it. It went right back to Walker. Up the floor, Kennett, left side bounce pass over to Holmes. Now they'll work it back up top. Here's Krogman, back to Holmes. Holmes got it closely, tapped away. Now she gets it back to Krogman baseline. She stops, fires it across to Gutenfelder. A dribble, and she lost her balance. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be whistled against Gronhog. Walker picks up the foul. That'll be number four on her. Inbound, and it goes underneath, and a foul call. But Kennan got great position right underneath the basket, and they found her. She gets the foul, and she'll go to the line here to try to shoot two. Gronhog picks up her third. That's her sneaking in between. She stuck down in between three white jerseys there. When she got that ball, she was immediately able to go up, try to that shot. Knew they were all turn around and converge on her. We'll have free throws coming, but 48-47, 2:41 left to go. Red Oak takes the timeout. We'll take a break and listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch at Atlantic serves their mile-long buffet from 11 until 1:30 and 5 until 8 o'clock every day. They have a large salad bar, wide range of pizzas including dessert pizza and chicken and mashed potatoes, along with lots of other good fixings. The Pizza Ranch, located at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza in Atlantic. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa and downtown Harlan as well. Rusty himself for over 37 years fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Wickman Chemical wants you to maximize your corn and soybean fields. Book your insecticides, fungicides, and aerial application today. Returns have never been higher. Call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739. That's 243-7739.
Back here after the timeout at Red Oak High School, Atlantic on top, 48-47. 2:41 left to go in the game, and it's Paige Kennett at the line for two shots, and the first one is good. Paige Kennett with the free throw. Of course, those are very important here down the stretch in this tight ball game. Second free throw up and good as well. She knocks them both down, and it's now a three-point lead, 50-47. Tigers have trouble inbounding, but now get it in. And French gets it back, and she'll dribble and dump it off now to Walker. to give Walker a screen, and now she'll throw it over right side. Groundhog back up top now goes Walker. Trojan settle into their 2-3 zone. Around the perimeter, here go the Tigers. Over left side, Carlson pass. Blomstead's open. The quick jumper's good. He's been knocking those down all night. And it's 50-49, back to a one-point game. Atlantic on top with the ball. 2:09 left to go. Here's Krogman, right side with it. Back up top over to Gutenfelder. Holmes now. Pass back to Krogman. Krogman a dribble right side. Skip pass across to Kinnon. Now left side, Gutenfelder goes baseline all the way to the rack. Missed the shot, partially blocked there by Blomstead, and she knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic underneath. Kinnon will inbound the basketball with 1:53 to go in that one-point lead, 50-49. Up top now, Gutenfelder. They get it around the horn. Holmes thought about the shot. Now back over to Kinnon. On the block, Hartwig, and a nice move to get right to the bucket. Missed the shot, but she got fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Quick foul whistled there against Blomstead. That'll be her fourth. And now at the free throw line, Hartwig will attempt one, and she missed the first. One more coming. One-point game right now. Second free throw is good. So Hartwig makes one out of two, and now a timeout taken here by the Atlantic bench. They'll just take just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Two-point game, 51-49. As we head down the stretch here, a little over a minute to go in this basketball contest here between Atlantic and Red Oak.
It's been a close game. I don't want to call it a good game. It's not been the best played game, but it's been very competitive between these two teams. They're just both overly aggressive here tonight. It caused some issues. You got Hartwig on the floor for Atlantic with four fouls. Both Walker and Blomstead playing with four fouls here in the ball game for Red Oak. So a lot of players skating on thin ice. And with 1:45 to go, that could still play a factor here. As French will inbound, she'll get it into Walker. Atlantic will once again with their three-quarter court pressure. Pass up ahead, Groundhog. Now she'll get in the corner to Carlson, right side. Carlson picks up her dribble on the block to Blomstead. She'll turn, face the basket, and kick it back out. Get pass across to Walker. Walker back up top with it. Two-point ball game. And Walker will dump it off to French. Now in the corner they go. Groundhog back up top, Walker back to Groundhog. She'll get it to French, right back outside to Walker. Across. Get it to Carlson. Carlson looks for Blomstead. Got it to her on the block. Lost the handle on it momentarily and then gets dumped up. Good job by Gutenfelder coming across to tie it up. It'll stay with Red Oak on the arrow. Stuck in there from the back side. Tied up the basketball. 1:07 to go. 2-point lead for the Trojans. Nice inbound pass right underneath to Broadhawk. She gets the easy bucket to tie it at 51. 1:01 left to go in the game. Atlantic has the basketball with the tie game. Pass off to Hartwig. She'll travel with the basketball. Turn and move to pivot foot before she puts the ball on the floor. Little stutter step cost her, and it's going to give Red Oak the ball here with a chance to take a lead here with 54 seconds to go. Inbound against pressure. They get it in, and French has it. French pass over to Walker. 50 seconds to go. They'll lob it across up the floor. Tough pass. Groundhog caught it, though. Now she'll pass it across back to Walker. That was a dangerous one up the floor. 40 seconds to go. Pass over to Carlson. Carlson, a dribble and picks it up. Now needs help. Gives it over to Walker. Walker right side. It goes to Groundhog. Groundhog guarded closely on the block to French. Turns. Hits one strong off the glass, but then got her own rebound on the other side of the lane. Pass off to Groundhog. Hits the 14-foot jumper. 53-51, 19 seconds to go. Atlantic trails by two. Pass over to Holmes, and she lost it. And that jump ball is going to be called. It'll stay with Atlantic on the arrow. 15.5 seconds showing on the clock. And now Atlantic is going to take a timeout to talk about it here. 53-51 with 15.5 seconds left to go here in the contest. Take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Sitel Corporation in Atlantic, proud to support sports activities in Southwest Iowa. Full or part-time employment for mature individuals with day or nighttime shifts. Call Sitel at 243-8090 or stop by their office in Atlantic. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Back here at Smith Oak High School as we head to the final 15.5 seconds left. Atlantic trails by two. They have the ball. The inbound is to Paige Kinnon. She'll pick up her dribble, kick it across to Krogman. Krogman, right side over to Holmes. It's open for the shot on the arc. No good. Rebound tapped around. It comes into the hands of Bronhoff, and she is fouled, and we'll go to the other end here with 5 seconds left to go in the game. Foul's going to be whistled against Paige Kinnon, and she'll pick up her second, and we'll go to the other end here to shoot the two shots in the double bonus. Well, obviously, if she makes them both, she can pretty much ice the ball game away with just 5 seconds left. And a two-point lead right now for Red Oak, 53-51.
Groenhog went without a point in the first half. She's got eight so far here in the second half, putting the point in the bucket to put her in the lead.
First free throw, dances around and falls through. Three-point lead here. Now this one becomes big, and Atlantic are going to take a timeout here to talk about the situation. 30-second timeout for head coach Casey Felzer. During that last break, the Trojans were talking about two different scenarios, whether they went man or zone, but this didn't work. It worked out. They got an open shot. Just Mackenzie Holmes couldn't quite put it through. It was a three-point attempt on that far side, but the rebound to Gronhoff. She gets fouled, and she's made the first free throw and now has the chance to try to ice the game away with the second one. It's 54-51 of Red Oak on top over Atlantic.
Well, Atlantic's going to try to get their three-point shooters in the game here, too, because there are only 5 seconds left. Gronhoff misses this. They need to get it up the floor in a hurry. Remember, Shelby Worth banged in the three-pointer, a long one right before the buzzer at the end of the first quarter.
Gronhoff spots up here after the timeout for the second free throw. Dribbles, now eyes it, on the way, dances around and falls through. Inbound pass now here, it comes into Kinnon, she'll fire it up the floor to Hartwig, she lost the handle on it, saves it inbounds, and Gronhoff comes up with it, and that's the end of the ball game as Red Oak picks up the victory here at home over at Atlantic. Big rally by the Tigers, and they pull out the win, 55-51, your final score here tonight. And his girls' varsity contest in Red Oak. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops, Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you are buying from someone you know. Just 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south. Give them a call at 712-778-4557. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair. Call 641-742-3628. Berggren Real Estate and Auction for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com or give them a call at 712-778-2242.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School as we wrap up our girls' varsity contest here tonight. 55-51, Red Oak pulls out the victory here, and just a rally by the Tigers in the second half. They got close in that third quarter before Atlantic hit a couple of late buckets to take a five-point lead at the end of the third, 46-41, but Red Oak just kept firing away, and they got themselves to the line a couple of times. They hit a few big free throws down the stretch and got a good performance from Gronhoff in the second half, and they come away with a victory here just playing hard down the stretch.
Well, youth was served here tonight, really, for the Red Oak Tigers. When you take a look at the score sheet for them, Kate Walker at 15, Grace Blomstedt 16, full freshman, accounting for 31 of their 55 points. And really, when you take a look at it, at least Gronhoff,
a senior, but her first year. She's a foreign exchange student. She's going to play this 1 year. She has 10 points in the second half, including all the key points down the stretch, the basket to put them ahead, and then the two free throws to ice it away late. Not a bad night, all in all, for the Red Oak Tigers. So, they get a lot of points from a lot of young players here tonight. Yeah, both teams shot well from the free throw line. Atlantic got most of theirs the first half. Red Oak most of theirs down the stretch. And, they started fast and finished fast.
Yep, big finish there for the Tigers, and they pull out this victory here tonight. Recap the scoring here for you quickly. Red Oak was led, we mentioned those two players already, 16 points for Blomstead, Grace Blomstead, and 15 points tonight for Kate Walker. 10 points for Lisa Gronhog, 8 points tonight for Gabby French, and 3 points chipped in by Bailey Hankins, and 2 points for Brittany Carlson. For Atlantic, they were led by 17 points tonight from Alex Hartwig, and she had a much quieter second half than she did first half, but had 12 in that first quarter for a big start. 8 points chipped in tonight by Shelby Worth and also from Mackenzie Holmes. 4 points here this evening for both Paige Kennan, also Liz Gutenfelder and Allie Krogman, and 2 points chipped in by Alicia Hensman here tonight along with Sam McConnell here in the basketball game. 12 of 15 from the line for the Trojans and 13 of 19 from the free throw line for the Tigers. And, of course, those two big ones at the end there by Gronhog to seal the deal here tonight for Red Oak. So that's your final score here in the girls' varsity game tonight in Red Oak, 55-51. Red Oak beats Atlantic here this evening. Also, we mentioned earlier we had the boys' update for you. 68-24 was the final tonight from Atlantic in that boys' contest as well. Our next basketball game will come your way here tomorrow night here on the radio as Jim will be bringing you the broadcast as he'll be up in Audubon to bring that basketball game between Adair Casey and Audubon coming up here for you tomorrow night. It's a 7:30 tip time. We'll be on the air just before that to bring you the broadcast here on AM 1220 and on the web at KJN.com. Also have Iowa basketball during the day tomorrow, 11 o'clock pregame, 12 o'clock tip-off at Carver Hawkeye as the Hawkeyes take on Michigan in Big Ten play. That's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight from Red Oak. Once again, your final, the Red Oak Tigers beat the Atlantic Trojans 55-51. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Red Oak.
Podcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes and all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale as well. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. Call 712-778-2126. Down to Earth Lawn and Landscapes in Atlantic for complete lawn care and landscaping. They offer lawn mowing and application, tree and shrub pruning, disease and pesticide control, retaining walls, brick patios, and more. Give them a call at 712-249-3977. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs, where your initial sports injury evaluation is free. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m. For details and directions, visit www.millerortho.com.